Welcome to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. The scripture says in Psalm 19, verse 4, their voice goes out through all the earth and their words to the end of the world. It's Samantha's desire to fulfill this scripture, encircling the earth with modern-day psalms and God-honoring music. Samantha Landy is the author of 12 books, recipient of 2 Angel Awards from Excellence in Media, and Distinguished Woman of the Year from Northwood University, businesswoman, columnist, life coach, and international conference speaker. This program will make a positive difference in your everyday life as you listen to Samantha Landy. It's a privilege to bring the message of God-centered hope to you. And now, here's Samantha.
Welcome. Well, I'm going to have a little different kind of program today. In this time of COVID isolation, I thought you might enjoy some new songs. Sometimes in the past, I've done some programs about how a song came to be written and what the author was going through at the time. But these songs are actually a type of story song. Because the words are really important for you to understand the song, I'm going to read the lyrics in a moment. And as I play the song, I believe you'll be encouraged and blessed. This first song is about the time when Jesus walked on the earth doing miracles. A young businessman is telling us his story. He says, I was working in town one afternoon, attending some business affairs. I heard a commotion a couple streets over and wondered, what's happening there? A young man was running from that direction and stopped just to catch his breath. I asked him to please tell me what was the hurry. He said, I was trying to catch the crippled man. Did he run past this way? He was rushing home to tell everyone what Jesus did today. And the mute man, who couldn't talk before Jesus healed him, was telling myself and the deaf girl, who couldn't hear before Jesus healed her, he's leaving to answer God's call. It's hard to believe if you don't trust me. Ask the blind man. He saw it all. Go ask the blind man. He saw it all. So my friend, if the troubles and burdens you carry are heavy and dragging you down, you've tried everything you can possibly think of, but there's no relief to be found. That very same Jesus that altered the future of the blind man, the deaf, and the lame is still reaching out to you in your hour of trouble. One touch and you'll never the same. It's hard to believe, but if you don't trust me, ask the blind man. He saw it all. Go ask the blind man. He saw it all. Now here is the quartet, the Booth Brothers, singing, Ask the Blind Man. He saw it all.
I was working in town one afternoon, attending some business affairs. I heard a commotion a couple streets over and wondered what's happening there. A young man was running from in that direction and stopped just to catch his breath. I asked him to please tell me what was the hurry. He smiled up at me and he said, I was trying to catch the crippled man. Did he run past this way? He was rushing home to tell everyone what Jesus did today. And the mute man was telling myself and the deaf girl, he's leaving to answer God's call. It's hard to believe, but if you don't trust me, ask the blind man, he saw it all. Ask the blind man, he saw it all. My friend, if the troubles and you carry a heavy and dragging you down, and you've tried everything you can possibly think of, but there's no relief to be found. That in your hour of trouble. One touch and you're never the same. You'll be trying to catch the crippled man. Did he run past this way? He was rushing home to tell everyone what Jesus did today. And the new man was telling myself and the deaf girl he's leading to answer God's call. It's hard to believe, but if you don't trust me, ask the blind man, he saw it all. Ask the blind man, he saw it all. He saw it all.
Oh, yes, it's hard to believe, but if you don't trust me, ask the blind man, he saw it all. This was the man who couldn't see until Jesus touched him. Dear friends, if you need Jesus to touch you, just come to him. He loves you so much and has promised to never leave you or forsake you, no matter what is happening in your world. Well, here are some of the lyrics from this next song titled, Go Ask Moses. Questions in life are common, answers are hard to find. So if you need a friend to call on, here's a name from days gone by. Go ask Moses how it feels when God says, I'll depend on you. Go ask Moses how a bush on fire will make you lose your shoes. Go ask Moses how it feels to watch as the mighty Red Sea closes. If you need another witness from another time and place, if you need a testimony of God's power and his grace, if you need to be reminded that God always makes a way, I'll give you a name, go ask Moses. Moses would feel unworthy to help set his people free, but when he saw that bush a-burning, he knew he must believe. So if you're facing a hard decision and you feel like your faith is small, friend, you're not the first to question. Moses found God rules it all. Go ask Moses how it feels when God says, I'll depend on you. If you need a testimony of God's power and his grace, if you need to be reminded that God always makes a way, I'll give you a name. Go ask Moses. So now here's the Mark Trammell Quartet singing, Go Ask Moses.
Questions in life are common. Answers are hard to find. So if you need a friend to call on, here's a name from days gone by. Go ask Moses how it feels when God says, I'll depend on you. Go ask Moses how a bush on fire will make you lose your shoes. Go ask Moses how it feels to watch as the mighty Red Sea closes. If you need another witness from another time and place, if you need a testimony of God's power and his grace, if you need to be reminded that God always makes a way, I'll give you a name, go ask Moses. Moses would feel unworthy to help set his people free, but when he saw that bush a-burning, he knew that he must believe. He must believe. So if you're facing a hard decision and you feel like your faith is small,
friend, you're not the first to question. Moses found God rules it all. God rules it all. Go ask Moses how it feels when God says, I'll depend on you. Go ask Moses how a bush on fire will make you lose your shoes. Go ask Moses how it feels to watch as the mighty Red Sea closes. If you need another witness from another time and place, if you need a testimony of God's power and His grace, if you need to be reminded that God always makes a way, I'll give you a name. Go ask Moses. If you need another witness from another time and place, if you need a testimony of God's power and His grace, if you need to be reminded that God always makes a way, I'll give you a name. Go ask Moses.
If you need another witness from another time and place, if you need a testimony of God's power and His grace, if you need to be reminded that God always makes a way, go ask Moses. Oh, friends, I hope these story songs are helping your hope to rise. There are so many stories in the Bible to encourage us as we see how God helped people. It's wonderful to hear the stories in song, isn't it? Oh, what a promise. The Bible says that God never changes. He's the same, yesterday, today, and forever. Well, this next song is called 4 Days Late. It's the story of a friend of Jesus, Lazarus. And here are some of the words. The news came to Jesus, please come fast. Lazarus is sick, and without your help, he will not last. Mary and Martha watched their brother die. They waited for Jesus, but he did not come, and they wondered why. The death watch was over, buried 4 days. Then somebody said, he'll soon be here. The Lord's on his way. Martha ran to him, and then she cried, Lord, if you had been here, you could have healed him. He'd still be alive. But you're 4 days late, and all hope is gone. Lord, we don't understand why you've waited so long. Jesus said, Martha, show me the grave. But she said, Lord, you don't understand. He's been there 4 days. The gravestone was rolled back. Then Jesus cried, Lazarus, come forth. And then somebody said, he's alive, he's alive. Isn't it great when he's 4 days late, he's still on time? You may be fighting a battle of fear. You've cried to the Lord, I need you now, but he's not appeared. Friend, don't be discouraged, because he's still the same. He'll soon be here. He'll roll back the stone, and he'll call out your name. Isn't it great? When he's 4 days late, he's still on time. So here is Karen Peck and friends singing 4 Days Late.
The news came to Jesus. Please come fast. Lazarus is sick. And without your help, he will not last. Mary and Martha watched their brother die. They waited for Jesus. He did not come. They wondered why. The death watch was over. Still be alive, but you're 4 days late. she said, Lord, you don't understand. He's been there 4 days. The gravestone was rolled back.
Your name. Isn't it great when he's 4 days late, he's still on time? Oh, yes, when you think about it, there have been times in your life, as in mine, when I thought it was such a mess and it could never get fixed. But then Jesus helped me and brought peace to my situation. And I know he'll do that for you too. Well, this next song is more of a modern day story song. I played it for you some time ago but didn't read the words. It's become one of my favorite songs because I need to be reminded often that Jesus loves me and you too. So here are the words. When you feel forgotten, when you feel you're all alone, when you feel like giving up, when you feel discouraged and everything's uncertain, when you feel you're just not good enough, when it's slipping through your hands and you've done all you can and there's still so much more to do, it's easy to forget in a time like this, Jesus loves you and he cares about everything you're going through. Your name is engraved on the palm of his hands, and that's a promise you can hold on to. It's easy to forget in times like this that Jesus loves you. When the funeral is over, the casseroles are gone, and you're about as broken as can be. When the sun ain't shining, the nights are too long, and the weight of it all drives you to your knees. I've been where you are, when God just seems so far, and I need to be reminded too. It's easy to forget in times like this. Jesus loves you, and he cares about everything you're going through. Your name is engraved on the palm of his hands, and that's a promise you can hold on to. It's easy to forget in times like this. But Jesus loves you. Well, here are Jeff and Sherry Easter singing Jesus Loves You.
When you feel forgotten, when you feel you're all alone, when you feel like giving up, when you feel discouraged and everything's uncertain, when you feel you're just not good enough, when it's slipping through your hands and you've done all you can and there's still so much more to do, it's easy to forget in times like this. Jesus loves you. Jesus loves you. And he cares about everything you're going through. Your name is engraved on the palm of his hands, and that's a promise you can hold on to. It's easy to forget in times like this. Jesus loves you. When the funeral is over, the casseroles are gone, and you're about as broken as can be. When the sun ain't shining, the nights are just too long, and the weight of it all drives you to your knees. I've been where you are when God just seemed so far, and I needed to be reminded too. It's easy to forget in times like this. Jesus loves you.
Jesus loves you.
Jesus loves you.
Yes, he loves you.
And he cares about everything you're going through. Your name is engraved, on the palm of his hand.
Palm of his hand.
That's a promise you can hold on to. Times like this, that your name is engraved on the palm of his hand. That's a promise you can hold on to. It's easy to forget in times like this. Jesus loves you.
Yes, it's easy to forget in times like this. Jesus loves you, and he cares about everything you're going through. Your name is engraved on the palm of his hands, and that's a promise you can hold on to. Jesus loves you. Oh, I love that song. I often need to be reminded that Jesus loves me, and you too. And did you know that in the Bible, in Isaiah 49:16, it says, like the song said, God has engraved your name on the palm of his hand so he can always be thinking about you. Isn't that amazing? So even in these most difficult times that we're going through, more than ever, we need to take time to read the Bible and spend time with Jesus. I have found in these days that the Psalms have become my comfort. Before David was king, he went through many times of fear and for his life. He was hungry and cold and betrayed by his friends, devalued by his brothers, and over he wrote that God was his comfort and refuge, his fortress, his safety. Oh, dear friends, I hope these story songs have been a blessing to you as they are to me. And they're all based on scripture from the Bible. It's so amazing to think of Jesus healing the blind man and the deaf girl, as it said in the first song. And one time the Apostle Paul wrote that there were not enough books in the whole world to write all of the miracles that Jesus did while he was here on earth. And oh, what a blessing to know. The Bible also says that God never changes. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. Well, maybe you need to receive healing in your body. Maybe you need to receive peace from him, from all the stress that's going on in the world today. take some time to read the Bible. And besides the Psalms, in the book of John, you will be reminded again and again that Jesus loves you. Yes, Jesus is the same as when he walked on this earth. Jesus wants to be with you in whatever you're facing. His word is strong and true, and he loves you. Well, if you don't have a Bible, write to me, and I'll send one to you. And as we close the program, I hope you'll write to me. It would be a privilege to pray for you for the issues that you're facing during these difficult times. And if you can help to support this program so we can keep it on your station, I'd appreciate it so much. God bless you and keep you safe in his loving arms. And remember, you can put your hope in God.
Thank you for listening to Psalms of Hope with Samantha Landy. We invite your prayer requests, thoughts, and ideas. Email us at our website, SamanthaLandy.com. That's Samantha, LANDY.com. Your gifts will help take Psalms of Hope to an ever-increasing audience around the world who need to hear a message of hope. If you wish to write, you may do so at Post Office Box 911-701, St. George, Utah, 84791 USA. To connect with Samantha and read her inspirational blog, find her on facebook.com/ The Samantha Landy. That's facebook.com/ The Samantha Landy. Please like her page and share it with others. We pray that God, the source of our faith, will give you love, joy, peace, and hope as you trust in him.